There's no doubt that the road to recovery means creating jobs and ongoing work. And one of the great things to do that is infrastructure, and certainly one particular piece of infrastructure the Toowoomba Surratt Basin Enterprise would like to see happen sooner rather than later is Inland Rail. The CEO is Ali Davenport, and she joins me for breakfast. Good morning.
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. Obviously, we really need to do something to get the economic recovery of this state and this country back on track. And this major piece of infrastructure would be a real key to our region. Why do you think it's so important?
Look, there's two reasons. So it's the jobs during construction, and it's a five-year construction project. So the jobs are going to be around 2,000. And the economic benefit to the region is roughly $5 billion. So there's that part, but there's also the ongoing jobs. So setting Toowoomba up as a transport and logistics hub means that we could potentially have thousands of extra jobs that are going to be long term.
Okay. Can we afford it right now?
Well, yes, we can. Of course we can. Can we afford not to? That's the question, Lee.
Yes.
But basically, what we need at the moment is we've got two things holding up the project. So the federal government are doing a route review. So they're looking at whether or not there needs to be a different route through Queensland. And so we want them to conclude that study as soon as possible, because
yes,
we believe they've already done that study. So the route was announced 3 years ago. After about 10 years of analysis of different routes. So there's that. And we also need the Queensland government to release the environmental impact statement. So if we can have those two things out and done, then we can get started on the project.
Does it hinder the project if there's a change in state government in just a very short amount of time?
No, I don't think that will be an issue. So I think either side, they just need to, whoever wins at the next election, they just need to make sure that that EIS is released so that the community knows exactly what the project's going to look like, and then the project can start.
And from what you're hearing from your members and people that you talk to in our community, in business and in agriculture, in so many fields that the TSBE is involved in, is this going to be something that will benefit them?
Absolutely. It will be a game changer. We need it. We need it now. And we need the governments to start moving on it.
All right. Well, thank goodness we've got people like yourself and organisations like Toowoomba Surratt Basin Enterprise to push the cause. It is, there's no doubt, a very important piece of infrastructure that needs to happen sooner rather than later. CEO of TSBE is Ali Davenport. And as always, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Lee.
Well, when COVID-19 started destroying people's holidays, one of the first things that we were getting were just constant calls from people very upset with the travel industry and how things were being handled. What a shame they hadn't been to see Craig Matheson here locally at Hello World Travel in the Ridge. The 2020 Travel Daily Awards have been announced, and a finalist for the most supportive travel consultant in Queensland is our very own Craig Matheson. Good morning to you, Craig.
Good morning, Lee.
Obviously, the most extraordinary and trying year, and a very difficult one for those of you in the travel industry to try to, you know, weave your way through everything that was going on.
Lee, it is. Travel's been at the pointy end of this. We were probably the first ones in, and we'll be amongst the last ones out.
Yes.
When this pandemic came about, our first job was to try and get our clients home, and we had people all over the world. And I got a phone call at 5:30 on a Sunday afternoon in Hobart. I was escorting a tour there that unfortunately we had to cut that tour short and come home ourselves, from two ladies about 80 years of age saying our cruise was finishing tomorrow and they're just kicking us off the ship in Mexico. What on earth do we do? We're supposed to be flying out of Miami in 14 days. And they don't do emails and they don't do Facebook or anything like that, so they were using the ship's phone. I managed to get them booked onto a flight and home so that they only had to find one night's accommodation. I've also managed to recover the costs of their accommodation and touring in Los Angeles that they were going to do on the way home.
Yeah.
So they were delighted with that, and one of the ladies did actually contract COVID, and the other one, her travelling companion, didn't, yet they were together the whole time. So
wow.
You just don't know.
How extraordinary. And of course, things haven't gotten much better because there really isn't much that we can do right now as far as travel with border closures and international border closures.
Oh, exactly. And the inconsistency in that, I'm not going to go into. That becomes a political thing, yes. But it makes life difficult.
Yes.
We certainly are still busy. We've got people who are booked to travel to Europe in their summer, which is coming into just out of their summer, sorry, now, in the autumn. And so we're undoing those bookings and bringing it back. But the system is designed to push money out to suppliers. So if you buy an airfare from me, as soon as you pay me the money, we pay the airline, and all we keep is our bit of commission. So trying to get that money back, and it's the sheer volume that
yes.
becomes the problem. At one stage, Emirates had over 500,000 refunds to do, and they had a system that could only do 35,000 refunds in a month. So 15 months of...
Wow.
And they've got through that backlog by putting extra people on. It is certainly not fair to target the... First of all, the travel agents and then the suppliers, whether it be airlines, cruise lines or tour companies.
No.
Because the system simply isn't designed to push money back. Princess Cruises were doing over 60,000 processing, 60,000 bookings a week and getting further behind every week.
Jeez.
It's big business. But, you know, I've been really lucky here. It's not just looking after my clients that has got me this award. It's also working with the wholesalers and the airlines to get refunds for clients. And I've got a collection of dad jokes, although the team in the office might say bad jokes. I'm not sure whether they laugh at me or with me some days.
Yes.
But it's all pretty grim. The phone calls are all pretty yes. grim. And I love to finish it off with a dad joke. And just brighten the day up a little bit somewhere. And I've also been lucky that the team there with great leadership have let me just run amok. I've got tours booked for Spain, Portugal and Morocco in September next year. We did a boutique brewery tour to Brisbane. We're looking at a weekend in Stanthorpe. I've got a tour booked for the Kimberleys for a group next year that I've got no places left. So I've tried to be proactive and keep moving forward. A lot of that's down to the positive nature of the team leadership and the office.
Absolutely. Well, it is just extraordinary times, and hopefully we see an end to the scenario that we're currently facing where people can start travelling again and start enjoying the country and indeed enjoying heading overseas. And maybe you want to make your first port of call, Hello World Travel in the region. Yarn Sater, g'day to Craig and his team. Mate, congratulations again, and thank you for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, Lee, and I just quickly drop one thing, if you don't mind.
Yes.
We're actually relocating to Bridge Street at the end of this month. So we're not shutting down to relocation, just the practicalities of trying to run a business with no work coming in. That's it.
Absolutely. And do you have any of those dad jokes there to finish off?
Righto. Do you think that glass coffins will be popular?
No.
Remains to be seen.
Oh, goodness me. Yes, that'll do, mate. That's a beauty. Craig Matheson there, finalist in the most supportive travel consulting Queensland here in Toowoomba. The new location will be in Bridge Street, Hello World Travel, The Ridge. Thank you, mate. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for your time.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious and no jokes. This is one amazing story. An Alabama woman saved the life of a police officer by donating her kidney. Now, that already is a great story, but it gets better. Jocelyn James, a recovering drug addict, saw on Facebook that former officer Terrell Potter was in need of a kidney transplant. Ms. James offered to donate one of her own kidneys to the very man who'd arrested her numerous times. Now 40, Jocelyn has been sober for years, but once battled drug addiction so severe, she lost her car and job and used break-ins to fund a habit, and was on the state's most wanted list when arrested by Officer Potter. Following a stint in jail and then rehab, she turned her life around. Officer Potter, meanwhile, had been told he faced a 7 to 8 year wait for a new kidney. The operation happened last month, and both are doing well. But not everything has been rosy for the Thin Blue Line. A sheriff's deputy in Georgia had a run-in with the baddest of the bad last week when she returned to her car to find a goat had taken over. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said the unnamed deputy was serving civil papers at a home during the encounter. She typically leaves the car door open as she's had to retreat from vicious dogs in the past. Footage from the hairy situation showed the goat in the front seat and was busily eating the deputy's paperwork.
Oh, shit, he's eating the paper. Get out! Go on! Get out! Go! Come on! Come on! Get out!
Despite repeated requests, the goat refused to get out of the vehicle or give its details and wasn't wearing a mask. The goat, whose real name is Karen and lives in Melbourne, is now threatening to edit the footage and release it online before agreeing to an interview with that bastion of modern-day journalism, A Current Affair.
You cannot be serious!